You're listening to the weekly Parsha podcast with Ari Goldwag, recorded with Hashem's never-ending assistance in Ramat Bishem Yeshua, 5784, 2024. This week's Parsha is Parsha's Baal Oscha, and I'd like to share with you two ideas which are connected and are in two different pieces in the Medrash, which are back-to-back, but really talking about two different topics, but we'll see that they're very much talking about the same topic. The first one has to do with the idea of the command, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Aseh lecha shticha tzoytzus kesef. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands Moshe Rabbeinu to make two trumpets made out of silver, silver trumpets. And the purpose of the trumpets is to bring a certain majesty, a certain music to the Beis HaMikdash, to the temple. And that's the first idea. And the second idea has to do with a story later in the Parsha, where Moshe Rabbeinu is commanded, as he has certain difficulties with the Jewish people, Hashem says to him, gather for me, Esfali, Yimar Hashem, Moshe Esfali Shivim Ish Mizikne Yisrael, gather 70 men from the elders of the people of Israel. We're going to see that there's a great teaching, an important teaching, that's involved in each of these ideas, which is connected and powerful, and we can all learn from very much. In speaking of the musical instruments, so the Medrash points out that David HaMelech, King David, who was the one who so wished to build the Beis HaMikdash, and here we're talking about the Mishkan, we're talking about the Chatzotzeris, the trumpets. Trumpets represent majesty, they represent kingship. King David is the one who represents kingship and majesty and building of the Beis HaMikdash. The Medrash tells us, this might be somewhat known to you. It's a rather famous concept. Rav Pinchas HaKohen Bar Chama. Rav Pinchas HaKohen Bar Chama says the following: Kinor Al Yatolu L'malam Mimitos Shel David. Perhaps you've heard of the famous King David's harp. So we think that he used to play this kinor, which in modern Hebrew means a violin, but simply understood it means a harp. So we understand the King David's harp to be a thing that he played on, and he created his music and his songs, Tehillim, the Psalms. But the Medrash tells us that there was something else that this harp was used for. It would hang above his head. Kevin Shigia Chatzis Laila, when midnight came, Ruach Tefanis Min Hasheves V'Menayagim Eilav. So there would be a northerly wind that would come and play through the harp. So the harp would play by itself. It was his alarm clock. Immediately King David would stand up, and all of his students, or all of the students, the Talmidei Chachamim, who were studying the Torah, they would put in effort, they would be studying, they would shake themselves off of the sleep. They would sit and study the Torah until early in the morning, until daybreak. That's why King David said, it's a pasuk in Tehillim chapter 57, verse 9. He said, awaken my honor. Awaken, O Nevel, Kinor, different types of harps. I will awaken the morning. Excuse me. This teaches us, Derech HaShachar B'nei Adam, generally speaking, the morning wakes up the people. But the other way around, the people don't usually wake up the morning. Well, Ani Ha'ir HaShachar, Ani Ma'or HaShachar. King David says, I wake up the morning, meaning I'm up before dawn. I'm up already, according to the Medrash, at Chatzos HaLaila, at midnight. I'm studying all night long, and there are people to this day who study the secrets of the Torah at this point, from midnight until the morning. There are special kolels that do this. I'm personally aware of one right here in Beit Shemesh. And that's what he would do. That's what King David would do. So he would get up early in the morning. The music would awaken him. Now, I'd like to share with you from the Yedei Moshe, he points out something which I never knew before. that where were the, what were the strings of this harp? Where were they from? And it's important to understand as you listen, to start thinking about what's the significance of the fact of where they're from. So the Yedei Moshe brings that it says in Pirkei Dor Belazer that in Avram Avinu and Yitzchak Avinu's time, when they went up for the Akedah, when Hashem commanded Avraham to sacrifice his son Yitzchak, so they got up there, and then Hashem stops them. The Malach comes and says, don't do it. Don't sacrifice your son. So they found an Eyal. They found a ram that had been caught up in the thicket nearby. And they took that ram and they used it as a sacrifice there on Har Moriah, on Har Abayis. So the Pirkei Dor Belazer says, Lo yotza davar echad avatala. Every single part of that ram was used. We know that one of its horns was the shofar that was blown at Har Sinai and Mount Sinai when you received the Torah. The second horn is going to be blown to Kav HaShofar Gadol. The larger horn is going to be blown when the Messiah arrives. But every single part of the animal was used and will be used in the future. So the Medrash, the Pirkei Dor Belazer says, Agidim shalai haya bekiner shal David. The sinews of the ram were saved, and they were used in the harp of King David. Shayakam la'avodas Hashem yisborach al yedei kiner zeh. That the harp of David, it would awaken him. It would wake him up in the middle of the night so that he could get up and study the Torah and serve Hashem, serve God. So he has a halachic discussion as to how it was permitted to use those sinews. They were part of a carbon, so they were mukdash, they were sanctified. Okay, I'm not going to get into that, but what I want to bring out from this is an amazing thing. First of all, you see that what is the Medrash really saying to us? It's saying that the purpose of music, and this is true of King David, and it's true of the Levim, the Levites in the temple, the purpose of the music was to awaken us, is to awaken us, and was to awaken them to serve Hashem, to get up and learn. Right? The purpose of music is something that awakens our emotions, and we have to project that in the correct direction. That's what King David did. He used music in order to awaken himself, to stay up, to be able to learn, to be able to shake off the sleep, and to study Torah all night long. The trumpets, obviously, which is what the Pashup Shah of what we're talking about, the trumpets are obviously also an awakening, right? What's the idea of a trumpet being a majestic type of instrument? Why is it blown when you have a king, etc.? It's because it's awakening. It's for us to realize and recognize the king is here. This is where we are. We're in the presence of the king. Especially in a Beis HaMikdash, where we don't see the king physically. We sense him. You need to be reminded. That's the purpose of the trumpets. That's the purpose of the Kinor David. The northerly wind blows through it to remind him it's time to wake up. It's time to serve God. That's what the music is meant to do. And not only that, but it connects us. When the Medrash says that the gidim, the sinews of the ram of Isaac, were what was used for David HaMelech's, for his kinor, for his harp. So it means to say that there's something about the sinews. The sinews are the pieces of the human being or the animal that create movement. They create movement inside, right? When I move my hands, so the sinews inside of my hand, they move, they create movement, and they awaken us. Right? There is movement in our service of Hashem. And they also represent the sinews of the ram of Yitzchak. When do we invoke this ram? We speak about it on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which is when we express the fact that God is our King. We express the fact that we want to return to service of Hashem. We express the fact that we're willing to sacrifice ourselves, give up everything, give up our lives for Hashem. And of course, it doesn't just mean to die for God, but it means to live for God. So there's a reminder in the sinews of the ram of Isaac, of Yitzchak, to serve God. give myself over completely to God. To get up in the middle of the night to study the Torah of God, that's a very high level. This is the reminder of the music. So the essence of what a king is, a king is supposed to be, a king of the Jewish people, he's supposed to be a leader for us, teach us to give ourselves over to God, to sacrifice for God, to give up our sleep, to study the Torah. Okay, so that's the first concept. Now I'd like to share with you the second concept, and that has to do with the Zakenim. Right? First we talked about David HaMelech, King David, a king, the essence of whom is to serve God, to teach us to serve God, to sacrifice for God. Now we're going to learn about the Zakenim. There were 70 elders who were chosen by Moshe Rabbeinu, who were gathered together by Moshe Rabbeinu in order to help him and to help the Jewish people to serve God properly. Now the Medrash, and I'd like to read this to you, it's Talachic, and it's important to know this stuff, the proper respect that we are meant to have for tzaddikim, for elders. V'yomer Hashem al Moshe, v'esel yishivim ish mizikni Yisrael, the Pasuk says in chapter 17, verse 16, Hashem says to Moses, gather for me, and we're going to see what the idea of gather for me is, but gather for me 70 men from the elders of the people of Israel. Allah, listen carefully, don't get lost here. The Midrash tells us that if you're within a certain distance, if you're sitting down and an elder passes by, whether it's a literal elderly man or whether we're talking about a Talmud Chacham, which is the subject really here, if a Torah scholar passes by within a person's Dalar Amis, which means about 6 to 8 feet, you need to stand. Comes within a person's Dalar Amis for 4 cubits, 6 to 8 feet, then you need to stand. How does one show respect? And we're going to understand, this is important, why we need to show respect. But how do we show respect? Because we need to understand what it looks like. Right? Baruch Hashem, I'm zoiche, when I come into my house, my kids, if they're sitting, they jump up. They stand up in respect. The father walked in the room. Right? That's the halacha. Person needs to stand up in honor of their parents. But what's behind it? What's the idea behind it? We're gonna try to understand together. So first of all, stand up. Second of all, say, how are you? Shalom Aleichem. How are you doing? Torah also encourages us, not encourages us, commands us, right? It's important to know this is an obligation. You need to beautify the face of an altar. What does that mean? It means don't stand in the place where he stands. If he has a regular spot that he stands, don't stand there. Don't sit in his spot. Don't contradict him. When you ask a question to him, when you ask him a halacha, make sure you come to him with respect. If he asks a question, don't answer so quickly. It's a sign of respect. A person asks a question, he wants you to think about it. Don't answer very quickly. And don't interrupt him. In the middle of talking, great Rav, your rabbi, don't interrupt him. Understand, we Westerners don't like to hear this, but it's important for us to hear this. If you don't do this, if you don't have this kind of respect, if you don't approach your teacher in this way, you're considered a wicked person in front of God. There'll be repercussions. You're going to forget your learning. You're going to live, not going to live as long. The person can end up being very poor. The wicked person will not have good. He won't have a long life. Because he doesn't fear God. Now here's an important point. And this is going to be the foundation of what the second idea is from today's Parsha podcast. And that is that you don't fear God if you don't have the level of respect for a teacher, for a zaken, for someone who represents the Torah. So you're lacking, I don't want to say you. If one doesn't have that, so that person is lacking in their fear of heaven. Right? We need to have respect and fear of God. It's one of the foundational principles. Before we love Hashem, which it's much more fashionable to talk about in today's Western society, before we love Hashem, we need to have respect for God. We need to fear God. We need to be afraid of doing something that God will not like. But the Medrash is teaching us that what does it mean, fear of God? Because we can't see Hashem, as we said before. The most obvious way that we learn to fear Hashem is by showing respect for those who represent Him, those who teach the Torah, those who are our rabbis, our rabbanim, those who represent the Torah, the Talmidei Chachamim, those who are studying the Torah. When we show respect for them, we ourselves are showing respect for God as well. Okay, so that's the basic idea. And the Medrash says, how do we know this? Shenemar es Hashem Elokecha tira. The Pasuk says, you shall fear Hashem, but the word S, which means the, or it's kind of hard to translate, but the word S also means along with. Right? Vayelich Itoi Lot. Lot went with Abraham. Itoi and S are the same root, Aleph Tav. It means with. So when it says, fear Hashem es Hashem Elokecha tira, there's something alongside S, with Hashem. There's someone else that you need to fear. What can we say is alongside God, as it were? The answer is the Talmud Chacham. The one who strives. His whole life is all about, what is God's will? How do I serve Hashem? How do I keep His mitzvahs? How do I understand what is His will for me and for the Jewish people? That person is walking alongside God. And so, when we show respect for the Talmud Chacham, for the Torah scholar, we are also showing respect for Hashem, for God. Itanya asks the rabbis, Bali Torah, she'en lecha midah cheres k'yaytzeba. Where it asks comes to include those who study the Torah. V'cheinu Aymer, Pasuk says, V'etenai sam roshim aleichem. Pasuk says, I will make them into leaders over you. Right? And remember, the context here that we're talking about in our parsha, is Hashem asking Moshe to gather together 70 elders. We're going to see what happens when they're gathered together. An amazing thing happens. But the elders are the ones who teach Torah, who study the Torah, who represent God and God's will. So Hashem says, we learn from here, that the Pasuk says, V'tenes some roshim aleichem, I've made them. I've made the Torah scholars to be heads over you. I want them to be above you in a certain sense. We need to look up to, literally, look up to our Torah scholars. We need to look up to our zakenim, our elders. We need to look up to our rabbis, our teachers, those who want to, who are there to facilitate our connection to God. That means that we need to show them honor. We need to place them first. If there's an honorable aliyah to give out, it's given to them, right? The Aseres Hadibros is given to the Rav. Often Shlishi is given to the Rav, the first aliyah of Yisrael. So, amazing thing. Now, I want to read to you the continuation of the Medrash. Says something very interesting. I want to be Abba, claim my Papa. And I want to remember to come back to an important idea which is connected to Hashivah Shoftenu Kivah Rishayna, the blessing that we say in Shemoneh Esrei. But first, Biyaba HaKoyim, our prophet says, K'shiyisi roi asiyah shal b'nei Adam, ayisi hodach b'derech hacheres, sholei latriach alim sholei yiyu royin v'aminim lufonai. Biyaba HaKoyim, our prophet said, look, I know that if, because I'm a Torah scholar, I know that people, when I walk into the room, they're going to stand up for me. So, or if I pass by, they're going to stand up for me. So, what he would do is, he didn't want to bother people. He didn't want people to have to stand up for him. So he would go a different way if he saw a group of people standing there, sitting there. Shemarti Dvarim Lefnei Rabbi Yosi Bar Reb Zvida. He says, at one time I mentioned this to Rabbi Yosi Bar Zvida. He said to me, Amar Li, Sarchat alaver lefneim. No, you're making a mistake. You need to pass by in front of them. You reina ischaba am nilofanecha. They need to see you and stand for you. At mevim lidei yerushalayim. Shenarim they say betalkam yoresim lekecha. Pasuk says, you will stand there. When you stand, you can't. You're giving them an opportunity. I understand you don't want to bother people. Maybe you want to work on your own ego. You don't want people to stand up for you, but they're not. That's not the point. The point is not for you. The point is for them to be able to have a sense of respect for Torah, for an elderly person, for someone who has a tremendous amount of life experience, Torah experience. You need to pass by them so they will stand up for you, so they will learn, as the Pasuk says, V'yoreisim alekecha, they will learn to fear Hashem. That's the purpose of this mitzvah. I just want to mention, I saw one of the Mefarshim explains that, you know, in the Shemoneh Esrei we say, Ashiva Shefteinu Kevarishonav Yatzinav Kivat Chila. God, please bring back your judges, our judges, Yatzinu, and our advisors, and take away the bad judges, take away the secular judges. We don't want judges who don't represent you. Take away anguish and groaning. We say, you Hashem rule over us alone. It's a very interesting thing because we're saying get rid of the judges, get rid of the secular judges, give us Torah judges, and you Hashem rule over us alone. So according to what the Mezrash here is saying, it's a beautiful, beautiful explanation. And when we have proper leaders, when we have proper judges, we have proper zakenim, we're steeped in Torah and the will of Hashem. That's all they care about, is that we should connect to our Father in heaven, we should do God's will. That's what it means that Hashem rules over us. Right? Mashiach comes. Why do we want the Messiah? What do we need him for? We need him because, like David HaMelech, the music would awaken him to be able to study the Torah. We want him, we want Mashiach, because he's somebody who his whole entire life, his whole entire essence, and everything that he does and everything that he teaches is all about serving God, showing us the way, giving us a chance to have someone that we can respect, so that we can also, in turn, respect Hashem. That's what we're asking for there. Beautiful idea. But it's about us learning. You know, we're simple people. We may not be great tzaddikim, great righteous people. We may not be big talmidei chachamim, huge Torah scholars, but we can respect those. We can stand up for those. We can show that it interests us. How are you? We care about the Rav. You know, we care about him. It's an important foundational idea in Yiddishkeit. Understand who these people are. Who are our tzaddikim? What does a Jewish king look like? What is a zaken, a Torah scholar? Who is he? What does he represent? He represents the fact that we are completely batal to Hashem. We nullify ourselves. We give our lives to Hashem. The Mezrash says, I'm not going to get into the entire list here. There are 13 things the Mezrash says that are called for God's name. Some of them are quite obvious. Again, I'm not reading the entire list. Kohanim, Levim, Yisrael, Oil Moed, Machus Beis David, the priests, the Levites, the people of Israel. We're all here. The Beis HaMikdash. It's all about serving God. It's all made for God's name. But the final one on the list, besides their Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, the land of Israel, the city of Jerusalem, are the Zakenim. Because the Pasuk says, Esvali Zakenim. Esvali Shivim Ish Mizakenei Yisrael. Gather for me. What does it mean, gather for me? It means that they serve to bring us to God. They're a, so to speak, alongside God. It's something that's done for God when you have 70 elders coming together in order to understand how to properly teach the Jewish people to access God. So that's an incredible godly situation. Finally, I want to read to you a small piece in the Medrash. It says like this: Es fali ze shomer kosav abuina b'shomem ma'loisov. The pasuk in Amos chapter 9, verse 6 says, God builds in the heavens the steps, or his great characteristics, b'agudasai al eretz yisado. And his aguda, his collection of people, is founded on the earth. What does this mean? What is this verse saying? Says the Medrash, what is this comparable to? Imagine you have a palace which is built on a few ships in the water. As long as the ships in the water are connected to each other, they're side by side, so the palace can stand. It doesn't say this, but obviously if the ship separates, then the palace will fall. Says the Medrash, we the Jewish people are like ships that God's palace is standing on. If we are together, if we have unity, if we are gathered, so then Hashem's palace is standing up above in the heavens. That's how the verse says. God builds his malos, which we said are steps or advantages, good characteristics, in the heavens. But it's founded on the earth. It's founded on us, on our aguda, coming together, being collected, having achdus. That's a very tall order. The entire Jewish people should have achdus. We see how difficult that is. But the Medrash tells us a secret, and with this secret we're going to end, and we're going to understand what it means for us. When the Jewish people are Yeshua, and when we are together and we're serving God properly, God is the King. That's why God says to Moses, gather for me these 70 Zekanim, these 70 elders. Lama, when the righteous gather together, when they come together, they're the ships. They teach us how to bring our ships together. They are the representatives that we all look up to, that we all respect, and we understand that they are there to teach us how to serve God. And when they do that, so all the ships are together and the palace has a place to stand upon. So there's an advantage and a good thing for them and a good thing for the world. But when the wicked get together, they cause a tremendous destruction to themselves and to the world. Okay, we're seeing that today. I don't need to explain that at all about the wicked, but let's just understand the bottom line for us. And I'm going to give you a blessing as to what that bottom line is, that Hashem should help us to understand it. I bless you and ask you to bless me. Hashem should help us, that we should be able to understand that in order to bring the Jewish people together, we need to, first of all, our leaders need to come together, our Torah leaders. And we need to show respect and understanding that they are there. Their entire essence is self-nullification so that they can serve Hashem and so that they can help us to serve Hashem. And that's the ultimate bringing together. That's the ultimate asifa, the ultimate gathering of the zekanim, of the elders, teaches all of the Jewish people to gather together to serve Hashem properly. And when we have that respect for them, we understand that what's the music about? The music is about reminding us and waking us up to study the Torah. And that's who our leaders are. Hashem should help us to understand that and to realize that, and in so doing, be the place, be the nation upon whom God's palace rests and where Mashiach, the Messianic age, comes to and begins speedily in our days. Thank you so much for listening. A wonderful Shabbos. This podcast was made possible through the gracious donations of listeners like you. For more podcasts like this, please visit www.arigoldwag.com or search on iTunes, Ari Goldwag.